Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council voted unanimously yesterday to provide up to $75,000 in housing funds to effect the movement of the downtown Container Village to city-owned property at Koster and Washington Streets, where a permanent temporary housing village will be established. The city is working with the Betty Chin Foundation and the Greater Eureka Community Outreach Program for the operation of the current village site, and the funding would be provided to those organizations in the form of grants. Other funding will have to come from private sources, and the City Council stipulated that the site must be monitored 24 hours a day. The Council also approved a letter of support to be sent to the county so that additional funding for the operation can be acquired. The investigation into the events that led to a fatal shooting on Ronaville Road in Fortuna on Monday morning continues. Fortuna police were assisted in the apprehension of 36-year-old John David Goldberg by the county SWAT team, the CHP, and DA investigators. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dauberstein said that it took about 6 hours between the initial incident and the arrest of Goldberg, who was booked into jail for homicide. Investigators believe that Goldberg and the 42-year-old victim knew each other, and witnesses said that the shooting was preceded by an altercation between the two men. Also in Fortuna, police continued the search for three suspects wanted in connection with a home invasion robbery Monday morning. The 79-year-old victim told police that three masked suspects wearing hoodies entered his house through an open garage door and one pointed a rifle at him. They forced the victim to open the safe and stole cash and other valuables and then fled the scene in the victim's Jeep Cherokee. That vehicle was later found on fire in Rio Del, and Chief Bill Dauberstein said that although no suspects have been named, they do have leads to persons of interest. Jordan Christmas has funding news.
The National Park Service and the Land and Water Conservation Fund gave a $323,000 grant to the city of Eureka for the ongoing work at the waterfront trail. The money will go towards the removal of four former mill buildings, as they will be replaced by a new park next to the Humboldt Bay, which includes a multi-use trail, amongst other features. Congressman Jared Huffman said in a statement that improving Eureka's waterfront and creating trails and a clean place for the public to recreate around the bay shows the value of the Land and Water Conservation Fund in our communities. The first phase of the project is expected to be completed in November.
Thank you, Jordan. A fast-moving wildfire that spread smoke across Highway 101 east of Cloverdale over the weekend has been brought under control and stands at 75% containment. The sawmill fire erupted on Sunday morning and immediately scorched several hundred acres of grassland near Big Geyser Road. Smoke from that fire impacted traffic on Highway 101 6 miles away. Initially, CAL FIRE thought they were going to have to evacuate residents and visitors to the area, but a fire perimeter was quickly established to protect structures. The fire now stands at 75% containment, and all evacuation orders and warnings have been lifted. The fire has burned about 1,500 acres, and more than 700 personnel remain on scene. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Monday was a busy day for the Fortuna Police Department. There was a home invasion robbery in the morning, and that was followed by a homicide at just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. For a small city with a small police department, it doesn't take much more to stretch available resources. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dauberstein spoke about the lack of resources in a small town and how two major crime incidents can quickly take up the time and energy of all those on duty, and how that means calling in off-duty personnel to provide cover.
Well, for example, we'll take the murder case. As soon as our officers responded on the scene, we knew we had a big case. We started immediately calling folks in on their days off to come in to help cover patrol. And you have to remember, we only have two patrol officers, for the entire city during that time. So we have to get people in so they can cover other calls for service.
In addition to calling additional personnel, Dauberstein also turns to the CHP and the sheriff's office for assistance when confronted with major crimes.
We start coordinating with other agencies. The California Highway Patrol is great. They were there within minutes to help us with setting up a crime scene around our location and looking for the suspect vehicle and those sorts of things. So there's a whole host of things we have to do, especially, when we don't have very many personnel on duty at one time.
You can listen to Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dauberstein talk shop about policing the friendly city by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.